Malachim Beis Paraches Pasuk Hey. So Gehazi is telling the king stories of the great deeds of Elisha. By Yehu Mesaper LaMelech Eis Asher Heche Yo Es Ameis. And he happens to be telling the king one of the great stories about the miracle of how Elisha revived the dead. In particular, the son of the Isha of Shunem, who is just now coming to beseech the king to get her land back. And of course, this is no coincidence. The Malbim tells us that the Zechus Elisha stood her in good stead, and Hashem prepared it so that the king would be hearing great things about Elisha just at the moment that she's coming to see him. And that Gehazi would happen to be in the right place at the right time was an act of God, so that the king would be prepared to hear positive things and then treat the woman in a positive way. So just at the moment that Gehazi is telling him about the Tchias HaMesim, that's when Bihineho Isha Asher Hecha Yoaz Benah, so I guess that's El HaMelech. That's exactly the moment that the woman whose son had been revived was coming to cry out to the king. Again, there are no coincidences. So what the Medrash tells us is that Hashem said, the wicked Gehazi is not worthy of telling the world about my greatness. So the king needed to be prepared to help the woman of Shunem, but Gehazi never got to finish the story. In Tehillim, it says, what business do you have recounting my laws and carrying my bris upon your mouth? Hashem says to the wicked. So that's a reference to this story that hadn't happened when David HaMelech wrote that part of Tehillim. That it's no coincidence she's standing right outside and comes in just in time to interrupt Gehazi. And she's come to cry out to the king, Al Beisava Al Sada, on behalf of her home and her fields that had been lost. Now, by the way, side point, what was it the woman said when Elisha had asked her many years earlier now, what do you want from me? Do you want me to speak to the king on your behalf? What did she say? I don't need anything. V'sochami anochi yoshaves. I live within my own people. Says the Me'am Loes, there's a little bit of a musr for the woman here as well. She said she didn't need anybody. She said, I can stand on my own 2 feet. I don't need any help from you. The Isha Elokim says, I'm offering you help. And she says, I don't need anything from you. When you refuse an offer of help, when you imply that you're self-sufficient, you're implying you don't need Hashem either, says the Me'am Loes. And a truly God-fearing person should always be careful not to speak in such a way. They should be humble. They should admit that they're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beneficence. Be ready to consider any offer of help. All the great stories of the great Gedolim who people said, can I drive you? And they were thankful and they accepted it. That's because a true tzaddik accepts help when it's offered, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be the one setting everything up. If not, is the one setting everything up. So the woman eventually suffered for her words. She needed help now with the king. She needed help with the Navi that she had rejected. Upon her return home, she discovers, B'socha mi anochi yoshaves, I sit among my people. My people are the ones who took my land away. So the exact words that she said, in a manner of speaking, were thrown back in her teeth. She had counted on the people of her community, and they're the ones who betrayed her. She had said, I don't need help with the king or from the Navi, and that's exactly what she needs right now. She had been spared the years of famine and suffering. Maybe they were jealous of all this freedom from suffering that she had. And they refused to even come and defend her rights in front of the king. Notice she doesn't come with anybody, because nobody in the community would stand up for her. She had been such a great woman of Shunem before. Now she's a homeless woman who can't get her house back. But the timing is quite literally serendipitous, because Hashem arranged it. Now Yehoram might not have even been sympathetic to her, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up this way, that Gehazi would happen to be there at exactly the right moment. Vayomer Gehazi Adoni HaMelech. And Gehazi said, my master, the king, Zos HaIsha B'Zebenah Asher Hechayo Elisha. This is the woman, and this is her son, that Elisha brought back to life with Tchias HaMesim. So the king is very impressed, just at the moment where he is the most open to being very impressed. And the timing is absolutely perfect for the king to grant her what she needs, that earlier she had sort of suggested she didn't need help with.